Hi everybody, I'm Jeff Seckendorf, CEO of UTD. I don't even know the name of my company anymore. It changed. We did that five times.
Is the name changed?
Yeah, it's UTD Scuba Diving now, not Unified Team Diving.
Well, it's UTD Team Diving or UTD Scuba or UTD Diving.
You gotta have an official name.
It's Unified Team Diving.
Okay.
All right, hey everybody, welcome back to whatever number CarCast this is in the series of CarCasts, except today I'm not in a car. Normally I have these ideas for these recordings queued up for a couple of days, and then I sort of align them with a trip that I have either, you know, up to LA or someplace early in the morning or not. But anyway, today I wanted to just record this, and so I'm in my home office, one of the most comfortable rooms in this house that I've just made into this little sanctuary for me, where I can just close the door and just get a ton of stuff done. It's still really early. It's like 4:30 in the morning. The house is quiet, and it's a really good thinking time for me. So here we go. A CarCast with no car. Yesterday, I was on a long bike ride, an endurance ride, and these rides are hard but not impossible, right? It's just a couple hours, and I'm not the person who rides with a headset blasting music or podcasts or anything like that. I just, when I'm on the bike, I'm on the bike. It's one of the very few places in my life where I just don't multitask. I just pay attention to what I'm doing. I pay attention to the workout. I pay attention to traffic, which is really important. But I did have some time to think yesterday, though, during this ride, about why I am still, after all these years, right? 2008, we started this, so committed to UTD and so excited about this resurgence that we are just kicking off, because the company is powerful. You know, we started this, you know, decade and a half ago, coming on 2 decades ago, with a very small group of committed instructors whose really only goal was at that point to find a place where we could teach the way we dove. You know, we've talked about this forever. UTD is a place where, you know, if you're diving in a team diving world, and you know, we can define that any way you want, but you know, your team is your backup, your team is your second brain, third brain, you know, your gear is consistent, you're not silting up the bottom, which pushes you into, you know, decent trim and non-silting propulsion techniques, and we do this, and I was just talking to somebody else about this the other day in the I guess it was with Ben when we were doing the podcast on Thinking Diver, where, you know, we divide up our brain into 4 parts. Pay attention to team, pay attention to environment, pay attention to equipment, and then pay attention to everything else, which at the recreational level we call fun. At the more complex diving level, we call goals. So it could be looking at pretty fish on a reef. It could be, you know, dealing with a complex decompression profile. It could be figuring out your navigation out of a cave. Whatever it is, we like that about 70% of our brain can be assigned to, you know, the fun or the task at hand. And those other 3 things, team, equipment, and environment, those get about 10% of your brain power each. And so we took this small group and made this diving ethos about how we train, the fact that, you know, students pay for training but earn certification and all this other stuff. And from that, UTD was born. And many of those original 10 instructors are still teaching today, which is super cool. But this year, you know, we hired Jay as director of development. And we have self-created a resurgence. We've just decided that we are going to up the game a little bit, or actually up the game a lot with UTD. Ah, coffee time. And so I just wanted to talk for a few minutes about why this resurgence and UTD in general, Unified Team Diving in general, is so important to me personally. Why it's so meaningful to me as a human being, as a business owner, as a scuba diver, as an educator. Because, you know, I've always felt that gratitude is the highest form of spiritual practice. Without gratitude, we're just wandering aimlessly. And over these past few months, when we've really started working on the things we're working on, which is consistent communications, getting the content reworked, getting a lot of the little business stuff figured out, I've become more and more grateful that the company is still alive. It's still doing really well. We're adding instructors. Instructors are coming back from inactive status. And some other instructors who still want to be part of the team but are not teaching are moving to an active status. Why is this so important to me personally? And, you know, I think in any company, it really starts at the top. The culture of any company is defined at the top. And, you know, for whatever reason, I am at the top, and I'm sharing that top with two amazing souls, right? Ben Boss, our training director, and Jay Gardner, director of development. And this is not in any way to take anything away from the powerful jobs that those two guys are doing. But somebody has to set the tone. And I'm really working hard to make sure that it's me setting the tone. And I can't do that if I don't believe in it. And so I look at this, and I look at this resurgence we're in, and I keep using that word because I think it's so accurately defines what we're up to. And it makes me grateful that we're still kicking along and growing and getting stronger and figuring out who we're for. And figuring out, almost more importantly, and I talked about this in the last CarCast, who we're not for, right? That we're not for everybody. But where does that leave us as a service company? And that's kind of where this whole thing has been going with me. It's like, how do we do the best possible service that we can do for the clients for whom we are for? Now, in order to do this, one of the things we had to do is figure out who we are for. And we've been working on that for a long time now. We started creating this persona of who is our most perfect client, this fictional, almost avatar. What traits and characteristics does our most ideal client come to UTD with? And from there, we can say, well, all right, so let's communicate to that person. And then, of course, nobody is that exact perfect client. But from there, we can really look and talk to people from a position of, well, you know, here are a lot of the things we do well. Is this for you? That's been the thing, more than anything, that I think has set the tone for this year, for 2024. Is that we are so clear not only about who we can't serve well, but who we can serve well. Right? So I outlined who we can't serve well last time. We don't have to revisit that. But now I'm really interested in talking about who can we serve? Who can we be the best home for in a scuba diving lifestyle? A fitness lifestyle, a conscious environment lifestyle about anything related to water in the world. And you know, those characteristics of this ideal client, they show up in the people who pick up the phone and call us. And to me, that's been the most interesting part. So a lot of the calls that come in are people who are interested in the coaching program. And, you know, I answer and respond to and try to set up Zoom meetings or phone calls with every single person who sends a note and says, hey, I heard about the coaching thing. It sounds kind of interesting. What do I do? And I try to write back really quickly. Well, you set up a call with me, or you set up a call with Ben, and we discuss this program in detail, and we commit that time to have these discussions. And often we find that the people who have listened to our podcast, listened to the CarCast, read the content, have already kind of pre-decided that this might be a good thing for them. Those calls are really not about convincing anybody of anything. They're really just an exploration to see if we are the right home from an educational and coaching standpoint. And usually by the time people get to that call, they're kind of on the right track with us, and they sort of fit into some elements of our avatar, our persona, who we think is perfect. And then, you know, this person lines up, you know, with these traits, but not these traits. And but is interested in this stuff, but not that stuff. If somebody calls up and is clearly not for us, wants to crank through, you know, a quick bunch of certification cards, wants to go zero to hero, you know, I spend time convincing them that we're not the right home. Because it goes back to that 80-20 thing, right? Where 20% of your clients create 80% of your income, and 80% of your clients create 20% of your income. It's fine if you look at that from an income business sense, but it's really clear if you look at it from how much time do I commit to these people for what value for that client. In other words, the people who are not served well by us, we know that that's not good use of time on either side. On our side as a service company, or on the client side, knowing that it's not a good fit. Many companies, and I think UTD was like this for a while in its history, just thought, let's take everybody. You know, initially we had this idea that inclusivity meant anybody with a pulse who wanted to do anything with scuba diving was our ideal client. And, you know, that proved over the years, both in the student corps and the instructor corps, not to be a productive thought. It just wasn't productive. We are a niche company in a niche industry in the sporting world. I guess you could say in the water sports world and then in the sporting world. So there's sporting, there's water sports, there's scuba, and then there are the niche companies within scuba. And we are truly one of them. Which means if you come to Unified Team Diving for an education, you're coming because you want something that a small boutique company, a niche of a niche company, can offer you. And these are the things that I go back to being grateful for that we can do. Hang on, more espresso. That's the one nice thing about not recording this in the car. I can have my little super shot of amazing Italian espresso here. It's good. So we can look at you as an individual and say, all right, you are goal-oriented, but not C-card-oriented. You can afford scuba diving. And, you know, I hate to put it in just financial terms, but there is a part of this that we really always address. You know, when I take on a new coaching client and we start populating their calendar, I start populating their calendar with, you know, workouts. There I am using air quotes again, workouts, which are exercises, academic stuff, homework, all that other things. The first thing that always goes into a client's calendar is a budget. one of the tenets in UTD is that we talk about money openly. We never allow people to be surprised by finances. We don't have hidden charges. We make sure the money about every course and everything is clear before anybody starts. And I think it's been a really powerful benefit for our students and our instructor candidates that you know going in what things are going to cost. Well, scuba can be expensive. There's no kidding about that. And it is, for most people, recreational. So I think it's really important that we get money on the table really fast. So what I ask all of my new coaching clients to do is two things. One is I want their equipment list, right? Make me a spreadsheet with every single piece of scuba equipment you own. Tanks, regulators, lights, you know, bolt snaps. How many of this? What are the hose lengths? What are the service dates? Let's get all that in a spreadsheet so we can look at that and talk about that together. And at the same time, what is your scuba budget? How much money can you spend per month for the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months on scuba diving? And we want to know this for a couple of reasons. One is we want to make sure that nobody feels like they're stressed about money in UTD. Right, I don't want to take somebody, and I've had every range of that, right? I've had people come in and say, well, I can spend, you know, $400 a month on scuba diving, and coaching is, you know, maybe half that. So we have to be very careful what we do with that other $200 a month. I've had clients come in and say, oh, I don't have to do that. It's unlimited. And it's like, well, awesome and okay, but unlimited to me is not really unlimited. Because, you know, part of our financial culture at Unified Team Diving is that we operate like I operate my life, which is frugal, but not cheap. You know, I'll spend whatever it takes, but I'll spend it carefully and I try to spend it once. And I make sure that that is the culture of UTD financially. Again, it's one of the top-down things. I'm super committed to this part about financial transparency with students and instructor candidates. And I'm also really very concerned about the coaching clients who come in and say, you know, well, I need a dry suit. I want to do doubles. I want to start diving, you know, the wrecks and truck. And I have, you know, $250 a month I can spend on scuba. Now, I'll never say, okay, well, you know, you're in the wrong world. That's impossible. It's never going to happen. It's like, okay, let's create a timeline for that. And let's find out if there are little, you know, bits of bonus money that can go into this thing and so on. So we work this out really early. But I bring this up because one of the things about who are we for is, do your finances for scuba diving align with what your goals are, and how do we help you make those two things fit together? That's a really important piece of this to me. So, you know, the person who has a couple hundred dollars a month to spend on scuba diving is in the exact same boat as the person who is unlimited in their funds for scuba diving. We treat everybody the same. We just make sure it works for everybody in their particular financial situation. We don't ever want anybody like, you know, and I've had this, well, you know, I can go buy those two regulators, but oh my God, don't let my wife know. Don't let my husband know. Don't let my parents know. Don't let, I don't know who know. I don't want to be in that sandbox, you know? I don't want to be party to that part of a relationship. We want scuba diving to help relationships, not screw them up. So the money thing is really important, and it's one of the things we look at, and we say, well, who are we for? Well, we're not for someone who's got a, you know, giant pile of disposable income to spend. We're for somebody who understands how much disposable income they can apply to scuba diving, and are they willing to let us help them spend it carefully and consciously to the best possible goal. It's interesting. I mean, it's fascinating. It's one of the most, it's one of the coolest exercises I think I do in with coaching clients. And the other thing it does that's a complete side effect, and I didn't see this coming, is it opens up a level of trust between me as a coach and the coaching clients, because right early on, people find out that, you know, I am for them. I am there to help. You know, I'm not there just to take, you know, a small monthly fee from them. I'm really committed to my coaching clients' successes, you know, and part of that success is keeping the financial stress down. So that's a big part of what we do. The other thing that I look at when we talk about, you know, who are we for? And again, this goes back to another piece of UTD that makes me really satisfied is that our clients who come into this program want to be great. They want to be successful. Now, I'm a bit of a maniac. If you've listened to any of this for any history, you know, I'm chasing this crazy international hour record on the bike. You know, I hold the course record at the World 6-Hour Time Trial Championships in my category. You know, I train 15 hours a week and, you know, I'm in the gym and doing core work and all this other stuff, right? So, you know, I can't hide behind the fact that I can be a little obsessive about this. One of the things that's important to me is expressing that to people, letting them know that, you know, it's an important part of my lifestyle, but it doesn't have to be an important part of their lifestyle. Now, people seek me out as a coach because I'm tenacious, right? I start something and I finish it. And I tend not to veer off target too easily. I pivot, but I generally stay on target. And so that is a trait of a coaching client who really resonates with me, and also I think vice versa. So, you know, part of this ideal client that we created and part of what we want to say to, you know, anybody who comes into the system is, do you want to be great at scuba diving? And what does great mean? How do we define that? And part of the way we define that is that we integrate scuba education and the peripheral educational stuff and sometimes the fitness stuff with a training plan and a coaching plan. And it's ostensibly to make you a better scuba diver, but really it's to make you a better human. Now, I've said this for a long time, you know, coaching, we'll go back to the bike because I can't not talk about the bicycle. I can get faster on my bike with a $39 per month online training program with a little, you know, now with a little AI help to it that just creates a calendar for me. And I just go out and do the workouts and I'll get faster. I've proven that in the past. It works. However, what coaching does and what for me in cycling, a great coach does for me is make me better. That's the difference. An online educational coaching program for me on the bike will not make me a better cyclist. It won't make me a more conscious thinker about cycling. It won't make me more conscious about, you know, my periodized training system and, you know, what to do when I'm feeling crappy. You know, I just had a few days, you know, laying on the couch with a stomach flu, which is rare for me to get sick. But, you know, I really needed someone to say, you know, you have to recover. You know, I had a race scheduled for this weekend and I woke up Friday thinking, oh, you know, I'm starting to feel a little better. Maybe I should just do it and do the best I can. You know, I shoot a quick text to my coach. It's like, hey, I'm feeling better. What do you think of this? And I got like two words back. It's like, no race. And it was like, okay, I've been working with this guy long enough to know exactly what that meant. It's like, take a chill pill and just settle down and heal and recover properly. An online program won't do that. It takes a human being who knows me all too well to say, you have a horrible history of coming back from illness and injury too fast. This is one of the things I'm here for you for. So go for a nice, simple, easy hour recovery ride, and let's get back on a training program, and let's get you built up to where you were before you were sick. That's what coaching does for me. And that's what I do for my scuba coaching clients. I do everything I possibly can to make these people better. Better at diving, better at fitness, better at nutrition, better at hydration. And for sure, the result of that is better at scuba diving. You know, we get rid of the chaff, we get rid of the stuff that doesn't matter, and we concentrate on the things that are important. And that has been such a gift. And it's a gift to me, and I see it as a gift to the other coaches, those who are actively coaching in UTD, that everybody, to a person, is talking about this as satisfying on both sides. You know, another meme is when the student learns 10 things, the instructor learns 100. And I think in coaching, when the student learns 100 things, the coach learns 1,000. Because certainly, being a coach in this niche of a niche of a niche in world, this scuba world, has made me a far better scuba diver, a far better communicator, a far better educator. And even on the fitness side, when I coach athletes in cycling, or I take the scuba clients through a weekly fitness program, which is part of what we do, it makes me a better athlete also. And so that's an interesting piece of this also, of course. I am not a professional cyclist, although sometimes I pretend a little bit to be. I am a sort of a classical master's athlete who is still working, still committed to family. You know, I've got a rack of grandkids, and we see them as often as we can. And I, you know, my wife and I travel, and, you know, I have this whole fun factor life going on outside of work. And, you know, being a master's athlete means you have to accept that and roll it into training. You know, we're off to Japan in a couple of weeks to do this really interesting hike, this pilgrimage on the Kamano Kodo near Kyoto in Japan. And it's cool because at the end of that trip, I'm able to, you know, get a really short flight and jump over to Seoul and go see, you know, Jason Park and his amazing team of instructors and students in Korea. So that part's really cool. But in the meantime, I'm going to be 17 days off the bike. And, you know, although I'll be hiking, which is cool, and, you know, I'll have some gym time and, you know, core and all that stuff will keep going, it is distracting from the bicycle, although it's distracting in the best possible way because, you know, it's doing something that's so super cool. But this is the part about being a master's athlete, and this is the part about coaching scuba divers who are not professional athletes. It has to fit into a lifestyle. This is why the money is important. This is why the training systems are important. This is why the personal coaching thing is important, because the schedules I build for people are very specifically aligned with, you know, their own personal time budget for scuba diving. You know, I have people come in and say, well, you know, I can only work on scuba Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So, okay, that's when you get programmed for stuff. I can only work on scuba diving Saturday, Sunday. Okay, great. Then we'll program it all on the weekends. You know, what I'm looking at is whatever commitment you make, can you keep it? Can you keep doing it? So that is another part of this whole unified team diving resurgence that makes me really excited, is seeing people who want to be great divers, who want to integrate scuba into their lifestyle, see them grow into this system, just gets me really happy. It gets me really happy, and it gets me even more committed to driving this company forward And, you know, when I talk about driving UTD forward, it's not to make it, you know, a behemoth. It's not to change our culture. It's not that, you know, we're all sitting here saying, oh my God, we have to do something to get rich off this scuba thing, or we're going to not be able to keep it going, or we have to close it, or blah, 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 blah. It's nothing about that. It's about keeping a small company lean and profitable, creating a product that's got huge value for its clients. And for the leadership team, and I think now I can really speak for Ben and Jay in addition to me, we are committed to growing within UTD. And if we grow as divers, as humans, as athletes, or whatever it happens to be, then our clients grow with us. And it doesn't have to be the coaching clients. It's anybody who comes in to take a class. Open water, cave three. Doesn't matter. It's getting the culture. It's feeling the culture of the company. And that's the goal. You know, we do talk a lot about goals. You know, for one thing, I think goals should be 50% believable. So that takes it right initially. There you go. Don't make up a goal that's impossible. You know, that's a daydream. Make your goals reasonable. And my goal with UTD is to continue to grow it, continue to be excited about watching it grow, continue to make the community strong, continue to drive the cultural parts of this that are super important to me, the financial transparency, the integrity of the training, the commitment to people who really want to be here, to not worry about being all things to every single person, to be discriminating in a very positive way with the people who come into the program, and align my vision for UTD, my energy for UTD, exactly with the clients and the students and the instructor candidates who are coming in. So I hope this little short monologue here gives you a little bit of a vision about the energy that I have, that Ben and Jay have, for the continued growth and excitement that's happening inside of UTD. It's really amazing. You know, Ben and I talked about this in the last podcast. You know, Jay is cracking the whip on us in terms of development and marketing, and we have spreadsheets that have all these different colors and arrows and lines and stuff on them, and it's amazing, right? We have targets, and we're actually hitting them, which is cool. So you're going to see more communications, you're going to see more podcasts, you're going to see, you know, more focus on you, the potential or existing client or student or instructor candidate. And the other thing is, we still have this amazing open door policy. So if you want to talk to me about any of this, or you want to set up a call about coaching, or you want to learn about what opportunities are available as an instructor, or you just want to talk about scuba diving for a few minutes and see if we can help you in any way, shape, or form, just shoot me a note. It's jeff@utdscubadiving.com. We answer everything. And, you know, if it looks like a good fit, we'll set up a call and we can chat about coaching. We can chat about the training program. We can chat about becoming a UTD instructor, about the crossover program, all of that. And that's the cool part now, is that we're sitting here talking to more and more and more people as, you know, we find more and more and more clients, instructor candidates, students who want to get better, be the best version of themselves that they can be, work within a community or a team, and take all of the good that we have to offer. Because if we do that, we get better. If you learn 100 things, I learn 1,000. And that, for me, is such an incredibly powerful way for me to live my life around UTD, around scuba diving, and around being the best coach and instructor that I can possibly be. So there you go. There's my morning non-car car cast. It's after 5 now. It's still quiet in the house. The dog's here, happily not snoring, so you can't hear her. But it's the start of a really, what I think is going to be a fun and productive day for me personally, for me as an athlete, for me as someone who owns a company that is, you know, doing cool things in the world. And I look forward to talking to all of you about this. So shoot me a note. Let's set up a call. Let's see if we're a good fit. And yeah, everybody have just the most amazing, amazing day today. So thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you all on the next one. Take care. Hell is going outside. Down the street.